Our brother Abu Umair Ajmal asking about what's the ruling on Islam regarding auctions. Barakallah feek, you must understand firstly, akhi, any transactions, the hukm of any transactions basically is legal until the dalil make it clear is illegal. You understand? الأصل في البيوع كلها في كل طرق البيع والشراء الإباحة حتى يأتي صارف التحريم حتى يأتي دليل التحريم. Every kind of transaction is allowed in Islam till the دليل come and tell us it's illegal. You understand? The evidence of that قول الله تعالى وأحل الله البيع وحرم الله. Allah legal for us to transit, to buy and sell, and He forbid us from practicing the riba. So any buying and sell is legal until the دليل make it illegal. So from now you know, ya akhi, the correct opinion of the ulama regarding the auctions, al-mazad, bil arabi yusama mazad, the auctions is legal unless is include darar, include damaging the buyer, damaging the seller. Damaging the seller, for example, you know, sometimes these kind of banks, whatever, they do kind of auctions to damage the people who they own this kind of sellers. You know, they sell it very, this kind of goods. So they sell it very cheap. And you go and take the opportunity and you buy it very cheap. This is لا يجوز يا أخي. هذا ضرر. You understand? But someone, he want to sell his own goods. For example, I want to sell my own car. It's worth 30,000. So I sell it. I start with 25,000. I see how much I'm going to reach, inshallah. And I'm willing, you know, to lose a bit or to get more benefit. And mashallah, the price of it reached to be 35. More than the market price with 5,000. It's okay or no? Absolutely okay. حل الله البيع حرم الربا. No problem. Same we say about the auction. The origin حكم for any auction is legal unless it include محرمات. Other محرمات. It became forbidden because of this محرمات. Not because of the auction itself. You understand? وجاء حديث يا أخي. حديث مشهور أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني باع طعاما في مزاد. في أمر مثل المزاد. فهمت؟ It came a narration that the Prophet ﷺ once he used an auction to sell kind of food for one of the companions. One of the companions, he was poor and he was selling his things very cheap because he's in need. So the Prophet ﷺ had a mercy on him. So he took his good and he said, "Who gonna buy this for me? Who gonna buy this for me?" So someone came and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I buy it with one dirham." Then he said, "Who gonna increase? Who gonna increase?" So another one came and increased and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, me, I buy it with two dirham." So the Prophet, he gave it to him and he took the two dirham and he gave it to this man. Yeah, and this hadith is mashhur, but is a khilaf between the ulama, authentic or no. You understand? Loads of ulama, they say hadith ma'alul da'if, la yathbut. But to tell you that, the auctions was exist even in the time of the companions, radiallahu ta'ala, and after that. In general, my brother, the auction is legal unless if you include illegal transactions, then became illegal things, then became illegal because of these things, not because of the auction itself. Barakallahu fiqh.